Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Uncle Phil's Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil. I got a new song. Let me know how you think. All right. Anyway, I got a special guest tonight. I got Chris Lynch on the phone. Chris, you there?
I'm here, Phil. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Hold on. All right. Well, of course I do things wrong. I just hung up on the guy. Let me call him back. All right. Because I had a new song. I was fooling around with the song and I hung up on you.
Yes.
So, you know, something always goes wrong with me, right? What can I do?
Yep.
How you doing, Chris? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Doing pretty good, Phil.
All right. You know, we just watched the All-Star game yesterday, and I don't know. What did you think of the All-Star game?
I mean, listen, it's the best All-Star game in sports. I'll say that. I had my issues with it. The more I reflect on it, though, I thought it was still a pretty fun night for sure. But there are some issues that we'll go through.
All right. So the way I look at it, right, it's a completely wasted game now, because what they wanted in the past was you didn't play each other in the league game. So you got a chance to see the other league play, right? That's what it was about.
Sure.
You got to see the stars of the game. And somehow Juan Soto doesn't make the All-Star team. And when people get hurt and they have to replace them, he still doesn't make the All-Star team. And then you got a rookie pitcher that maybe has 5 starts. He makes the All-Star team. It's complete nonsense and garbage.
Well, it is at a point, yes, with that. I mean, Soto should have been an All-Star. Mizorowski should not have been an All-Star.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, you have the Phillies outwardly saying this is bull crap. You know, it's not the stars of the game. It's, you know, it's fan favorites. It's not even fan favorites. It's who Major League Baseball thinks they want to see. And listen, the kid is good. The kid is excellent, without a doubt.
Yes.
He just didn't have enough games played in the first half to make the All-Star team. I just think that was a joke.
No, definitely. That part's not great. But then there's also things like they put Kershaw in. He also did not deserve to be there, but I understood why he was there.
I know, but listen, Hank Aaron made it at the end of his career because people wanted to see Hank Aaron.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I understand why Kershaw is there.
Yeah.
I get that. Mizorowski is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they could have replaced Juan Soto with a pitcher. I don't know how that would have worked. I think you have to have a certain amount of both hitters and pitchers. I'm not positive.
Right.
So I don't think that would have happened with Soto. Although, and Soto, speaking of him, did you see his interview about not making the All-Star game, right?
I think he's being facetious. I don't know if he was being serious about, I lost my bonus. I mean...
Yeah, I kind of think he's being serious.
Okay, I mean, it could be. You know, I don't know.
And if that's what he was in for, then, you know...
Chris, come on, the guy's making millions of dollars. $100,000 bonus is nothing.
Well, that goes back to the beginning of the season and the money he took from the Mets versus... Apparently, he had an offer that was higher, possibly from the Red Sox, and an offer that was pretty close from the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And he went to the Mets. So,
yeah, I don't know.
And what did you think at the end of the game with the bat off, whatever that was, with the home run swings?
Listen, it could have been good, but there's so many things that were wrong with it. I mean, Boone killed me with that. I mean, the guys he chose to hit were insane to me, especially Aranda at the end. I mean, guys, like 11 home runs for the season. You could have picked from so many other guys. Now, I get, like, guys like Judge were not even in the building probably anymore, which,
right.
Honestly, I didn't realize guys left like that. You got to be honest with you. I never even realized that.
Because they don't care about the game, and nobody cares about the game
apparently
anymore.
But apparently that's been that way for a long time. It's not a new phenomenon that these guys leave.
Listen, Pete Rose ran over Ray Fosse in the 70s.
No, this is the 70s, and 2025 are a completely different baseball, different game.
It is. I'm just upset. I'm upset. They made a joke of the game.
Well, the thing is, they're never gonna do what they did in the past, where it was a tie, and that was even way worse, right? At least they had something to break the tie.
Mm-hmm.
But the execution was bad. I don't think most fans knew that was going to be the thing. I don't even think half the players knew that was the way it was going to be.
No, and I got to tell you, who won was Major League Baseball, because Major League Baseball wants that type of ending of in regular season. Now they got a chance, the fans, to see it. They put it out there, and you know, once you put it out there, it's hard to take it away. You know,
if they do that, I'm gonna riot. I mean, it would be ridiculous. I hate the way it is now.
Yeah. I like old-fashioned baseball, to be honest with you. If it was me, you want to do that international rule, do it after 12 innings, right? Let us play a regular game and then say, all right, guys, we're going to, you know, the Mets one time played like 19, 20 innings, right?
It was awesome.
And that's never going to happen again.
It's not. But you know what? It was awesome to watch. And if you're a baseball fan, mm-hmm. you love that stuff.
You know, I get it. I mean, Pete Alonso had home run, very nice. Diaz
should have been the MVP, though.
What happened?
He should have been the MVP.
Again, it to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters to him, obviously, because I think he probably would have won some money for that. Mets got problems, and we'll get to that on with Alonso doing so well. But like I said, to me, I used to look forward to watching the All-Star game. I couldn't wait. Now I give two shits about the game. I put it on. I had it on in the background. I didn't really pay attention too much. It just was an aggravating night.
No, I get it. But it's still better than any of the All-Star games in any sport.
Well, football's done. Football's done. What do you do? Why even bother? They're playing two-hand touch, really.
No. They can't, because people don't want to get hurt. Nobody wants to tackle anybody and get anybody hurt. Mm-hmm. And the NBA All-Star game, nobody plays defense. And it's just,
hockey was really good.
They're scoring too many goals too. That's not really hockey.
What they did this year with the nations.
Yes, that part was cool.
That really worked.
That one was cool, but if they go back to the old All-Star games, that was not like how hockey's played. It's not an 11-9 game.
No. No, you're right. You're right.
Baseball, that's a real baseball game up until the end, which is a bit of a farce.
I get you. You know, unfortunately, Suarez got hit with a pitch in the fingers. Hopefully he's okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's like the biggest trade commodity right now?
Well, we're going to get to that in a few minutes, because I know you're going to believe that he belongs on the Yankees, right? So
I don't say belong. I wouldn't say that.
Well, I got to tell you, Chris, that's what I was talking to a couple other guys, and the way they make it sound is, you know, the Yankees got to get this guy. They belong on the Yankees. And it's like, come on, guys. The days of George are gone. You know, it's a new...
Yes, days of George are gone, but Cashman did make a statement. Whether he backs it up or not is a different story.
All right. So let's leave the All-Star game. Let's go to the Mets and Yankees. What did you think of the first half of both teams?
A lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I mean, started off good, and then both kind of hit skids in June. I mean... They're not, either one's in bad positions. We're both in second place, right? I think Mets are half a game out. Yankees are two games out. Can't like completely kill them, but the Yankees do what they do every year and fall apart in June. You know, the boom swoon in June, you know?
I think the Mets are slightly ahead of where the Yankees are, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you why, because the Mets are getting back two of their top pitchers. Yes.
So I'd say you're health-wise. You're much healthier than us. We've lost Clark Schmidt. Obviously, we didn't have Garrett Cole. We haven't had Luis Gil all year. He's coming back. But, yeah, you guys are healthier than us.
I also think that, believe it or not, the American League to me is the weaker league. But this year, your division is playing very well. You got a couple of teams.
You say that they're the weaker league, but I would say that your league is weaker overall because you have the worst teams. You have more parity where the teams at the top are really, really good, so the playoffs are going to be harder. But the teams at the bottom, I think, are worse.
The White Sox are pretty bad.
The Rockies are way worse. Rockies shouldn't even be in baseball.
Well, it's going to be fun to see what happens in the offseason, but we'll get there. I also think that, you know, you guys are criticizing Volpe, like a lot. Like, your Yankee fans are... Yeah. Basically saying he doesn't belong in baseball, or at least on the Yankees. He's still a young kid. He really had a bad month. I don't think he was doing terrible up to that point. I had him in my other fantasy league. And, obviously, the last month and a half or whatever was terrible. But before that, I think he was doing fine. He has, you know, 10 home runs, almost 50 RBIs. He, you know, his stolen base is a weird because he got 10, but got caught stealing 7 times. That's insane. But it's his defense, here's the thing, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing with Volpe. You can look at his stats, and they look very good. He looks like a solid player, just like you rattled off some of his numbers, right? Great. You're not watching the games every day, and that's where Yankee fans come in here. I know you're not watching every Yankee game. He goes through these swoons where he falls completely apart, and he tries to become a home run hitter when he shouldn't be a home run hitter. He should put him the ball in play. He should be doing all these things, and he just completely loses it. And then he's been losing it in the field. He's not been good this season.
Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. I heard that he actually got injured somewhere early in the year.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so I listened to another podcast, and they were saying that they believe he's still hurt, and he's trying to play through the injury. I don't watch enough of it, so I don't know.
You're affecting the team to make it worse?
Well, that's on the manager then, no?
Well.
you know, he knows what's going on in the dugout, right?
We can go off for days on Boone here. I mean, well, he did the same thing with Rizzo a couple years ago. Rizzo got a concussion and he was out there playing and he was absolutely awful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to give Volpe a little bit of a pass, but you guys have a shortstop down there that looks phenomenal in Lombardo?
Lombard, yeah.
Right? He looks phenomenal. I saw actually some clips in the minor leagues. That kid's going to be good.
He's going to be very good.
Now, what do you do with Volpe? Do you move him to second base? Do you use him in a trade? You know, I mean, those are the things you got to think about. But I don't think he's that bad of a player, Volpe. I think he's
he's a combination player. I'm not saying he can't, but you know how the New York pressure gets to you.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's not happen here. And the other problem Volpe has is Cashman's comments a couple years ago where we didn't go after any of these high free agent shortstops like Corey Seager and all these other guys that were out there. And because he was saying we have this kid Volpe waiting in the wings, and he has not lived up to the potential. So it's kind of one of those things where he was like the promised prospect and he has not delivered.
I agree. I think he's delivered, but not to what you guys thought it was going to be. Right.
No, and it's tough shoes to fill. It's a tough, like, I mean, he's not taking over for Jeter, but it was supposed to be this kid who grew up as a Jeter fan and it's a tough story to live up to.
It's very hard. I mean, Jeter, listen, I criticized Jeter. You make fun of me when I say that if he played in Cleveland, he would not have been what he was in New York, right? I think he's a very good player. Jeter was a great player, right? I just think because he got the opportunity, being on the Yankees, to be in the playoffs and the World Series, he got the opportunity to shine. There was a lot of guys that were better than him when during his time. But
we've
somehow,
gone through that, but.
You know, somehow
but here's
he's
the thing.
All he's
he
all
played in
right
New York
away.
In a high pressure situation that Volpe can't handle, and he handled it better than anyone.
No. Listen, Jeter was a clutch performer. I always say that too. When the Mets played the Yankees, the Mets won a game. I think it was Game 3, leading off Game 4, home run.
The next game. Yeah.
Home run, lead off the game to say you ain't winning nothing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I give him that. What do you think now? Do you think the Yankees, I know you need a third baseman, you need a starter, you need a relief pitcher, right? What else?
I mean, those are the main. I think the third base is the most important reliever is probably second, and the starter is probably third.
Yeah. Now, you know what the problem is going to be? There are 22 teams within 5.5 games of a playoff spot. Arizona, one of them, right? I mean, you know. I get it. This, you know, if they fall off the track a little more because there's three teams ahead of them, then maybe they would trade Suarez. But he's going to get a lot. he's going to get a lot. They're going to get a lot for him. Well, that is what I'm saying. Because
they'll get a decent haul, but he's a free agent. It's not like he's got years attached to him or anything like that.
No, that's true. That's true, but a guy like that hitting the wall the way he's hitting and defense is good, not great. It's good. I think it's going to be very difficult for somebody to pry him away on the cheap. I don't think that happens.
Here's the thing with him too, though, in my opinion. He's a very streaky hitter. Yeah, he's got a lot of home runs, but he will go through weeks where he basically can't get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be a frustrating player.
Yeah, So what are the guys you're looking for?
I mean, he's definitely one of them. You know, like you said, there's not a lot of options of teams. I mean, you can go to the Pirates, Ke'Bryan Hayes at third base, but he's not going to hit. But it'd still be better defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now, guys were rolling out there. You know, Peraza's hitting 150. I mean, at least Hayes would hit like a respectable 230, 240.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I would take that.
And you know what? Charlie, being his father, Charlie, was an ex Yankee. Maybe he comes to Yankee Stadium and starts hitting. Who knows, right?
You never know. He had some prospect pedigree, so it's possible.
And what type of pitcher? What do you think?
That's going to be the weird thing. Like, they're not probably going after a frontline guy. There's not that many of those guys out there. And if whatever they use to get a third baseman, you know, it's going to be probably a decent prospect. I don't know. You can go after the guys in Arizona, like the Gallons of the world, right? There's a rumor about Mitch Keller today for the Mets and the Yankees. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah.
So you can go after these guys, but it's going to cost a decent amount.
Now, are you willing to let go of Jones?
Yes. In the right trade.
Okay. So you think this year is the year for the Yankees to go for it?
I think it's as good of a year as any.
Okay. All right.
I mean, listen, it would be better if Gerrit Cole was not hurt.
I mean, that's huge. I mean, listen, Max Fried, you got the blisters now, right? If you look at his career, he does go through streaks where he's not good. But he's overall been very good pitcher in his career. But there are times that his injuries will put him on the IL for a while.
Sure.
And you don't know if that's going to start. Rodon's been phenomenal. I got him on the fantasy team, so I know. Love a lot of wins. His other numbers are good. He has occasional clunker, but he's doing very well. Devin Williams has pretty much now solidified himself as the closer. He's playing very well. I think the Yankees have a very good team, and it's a good possibility they can pull out some games there and make a good run in the playoffs. I don't know if they're a World Series team this year, though, without Gerrit Cole. I just don't know if there's enough there.
The thing is, though, I look at a lot of the other teams. There's not a team that, like, one scares me all that much in the American League with their pitching. You know what I mean? There's not like, oh, my God, we're going to have to face prime Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of even.
I mean, Skrubel, Mize,
Skrubel. Flaherty. Skrubel, I give you.
Right? I mean, Detroit's got some good pitchers there. And there's another guy, too. I forgot his name.
Skrubel's great.
Yeah. You know, the Red Sox are starting to really play well since they got rid of Devers, which is really amazing. They fell off in the beginning, right, when they first got rid of him. But now the young kids that came up are playing very well. If they make a trade or two, they can turn that around there.
Right in it.
They're right there. Toronto's playing for their career. I think they're playing for their lives because, you know, they were about to break that team up, and then they met on a winning streak and went up in the front. So
how it goes. It's baseball.
All right. So here's my thing on the Mets, okay? We need the same thing, right? We need a pitcher. We need a starting pitcher. Yep. We need a relief pitcher. My whole thing on the starters is no matter how good they're playing right now, they're going to hit their max innings in September. And what happens? I mean, Holmes is pitching great, Clay Holmes. But what happens when he hits 150 innings? That's double what he pitched last year. That's going to be a problem.
He's going to fall apart.
That's going to be a problem, right? Senga pitched 2 innings last year, maybe 7 with the playoffs. He's already got 103 innings. I mean, I think it's 103. I think that's him. But whatever it is, he's going to run into issues. Peterson's, you know, pitching great. The Mets have the makings now. When Naya coming back, they have the makings of a solid staff. I still think you need a number, a stud pitcher to come in and lead them for the playoff run. Their bullpen was overworked and started to fall apart. A lot of these, what's the name, Brazelbon or something like that. That guy cannot throw strikes. It's mind-boggling. He walked the bases loaded, I think, one game, and walked a run in. I'm like, what are you doing? You're a major league pitcher. Throw the ball. I don't care if he hits it. Throw it down the middle of the plate. Reed Garrett was phenomenal for 2 months. And then being overused, he started to struggle a little bit. So I think we need to bring somebody in, preferably a lefty, right? I know we got Brooks Raley coming back. We do need a center fielder. I never liked Siri at all. I know he's been out, but and Taylor is a fourth outfielder at best. McNeil's played a very good center field when he's been out there and stuff, but I would love to get a center fielder. My thing with the Mets, I like Kelly on the Arizona. Again, they got a full out, right? But I like I like Kelly a lot. I think he's the type of guy we need. Keller is another one, absolutely. So those are the things I'm thinking about with the Mets. I think they're in a very good spot because I think the Phillies are getting old. The Braves are done for the year. I know, obviously, the Dodgers are going to be the big problem in the playoffs. The Padres are, and the Giants are good.
Don't sleep on the Cubs either.
Right. Yeah, the Cubs, if they pick up another player or two, the Cubs can be very good. I'm not worried about them per se on the long term. Let's see. It's going to be dynamite, by the way. The playoffs are going to be dynamite.
Yeah. They're going to be fun.
So that's the thing. And I'm willing to trade one of our infielders that we have extra, right? You might say, well, none of them are great, but the potential is there for Batty, Mauricio, and Vientos. Now, Vientos did it last year. This year, he's not doing well. Somebody might be willing to say, we can turn that guy around. Put him in Boston. Think about Boston with Vientos, with the big green monster. I think he would do very well there.
But I don't see where you guys line up to make a trade with each other.
They have abundance of outfielders. So, Duran.
Oh, they're going to do that. Yeah, okay.
Right? We would love to get Duran and stuff like that. But again, they're in the middle of it. I know they got abundance of outfielders right now, and they got the Japanese guy, Yoshida. Yeah, right? He's got to come back. I don't know. I just see something there. I do love Kelly and the Twins. There are guys on the Twins I love. There's no way Buxton's going to come to New York. There's no way. He wants to be a Twin for life. So that's not going to happen. But they got Joe
Ryan.
He's also
having a very, very good year, and he always gets hurt. So be careful of that.
He does, but I don't need to look long term. I want to win this year.
No, I get it. He would be a great guy for 3 months. Don't get me wrong, but he just gets hurt a lot.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. What about... I think they have relief pitchers, too, that would be very good for the Mets to get. Is that the team with Colombe?
I'm not sure where
Danny,
he is.
Danny Colombe. And I think there's a guy named Sax also, or Zach or something like that.
Jax, you mean? Griffin Jax?
Yeah, right? I think that's that team.
Yeah, Griffin Jax is very good.
Yeah, those are guys I would like to get, and I don't mind trade. We have too many infielders, right? We have way too many infielders. You got to get rid of the glutton of gluttony there. We have Jet Williams coming up. There's a lot of depth for us to trade. My fingers are crossed that Alvarez gets fixed, because without him, our catchers are great defensive catchers. They're not hitting. They're not going to be great hitters.
Right.
So anyway, that's my thing in the Mets. And now Saturday, David Wright's getting honored as a Met. Very questionable for Hall of Fame because of years. His numbers are pretty good. It all depends on, he's definitely not first, second year, right? But there's a chance he could make it down the road. He was a very good defensive third baseman, two gold gloves, and then his back went out. And you know,
Don Mattingly
was better offensively.
Offensively, right? That whole thing with being in New York, back problems, shortens your career.
Yeah,
it's the Mattingly problem.
Which I got to be honest with you, if Sandy Koufax can make the Hall of Fame with 5 good years, why could Don Mattingly not make the Hall of Fame?
Mattingly should 100% be in.
It doesn't make sense. You know,
no, it makes no sense.
You have 5 dominant years, and then you get hurt and hang on for another 5, and they hurt you and they criticize you that you weren't that good. But the man was great. He was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal. He was the best player growing up, I love the guy. He was amazing.
Mm-hmm. So I wish I can get to the game on Saturday. I don't think I'm going to be able to get there, but I'm definitely going to watch it. He was one of my favorite Mets of all time. And, I just think that it's going to be emotional. And I can't believe the guy got hurt. And, you know, he was out for a long time. His first game back, first the bat hit a home run.
You know, yeah, I remember that.
Just phenomenal player. I know a lot of Mets fans don't like him because when they went to Citi Field the first year, he had a lot of flyouts because they were too deep, the fences.
Oh, yeah.
When they moved him in, he was back to producing again. Last thing on my list, Chris, is what are your surprises in the first half, and what are your predictions?
Yeah, I mean, so just trying to think of surprises. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of like amazing rookies that have come up too. Like we talked about Mizorowski before; these guys are coming up and dominating. Like Chase Burns came up first game against the Yankees. I think he first struck the first seven guys out. These guys come up and just are throwing gas. Which is pretty cool to see. I mean, they got to figure out become pitchers down the road, like longer term. But it's pretty cool to see with these guys coming up. And then from being surprised, I mean, look at a guy like Pete Crow Armstrong, former Met.
Oh, don't even remind me, Chris. Oh my God, worst trade ever.
No one was figuring that one.
So I was not happy because we knew Baez was going to be a rental. And he was a first-round draft pick, and, you know, he got hurt a little bit in the first year with the Mets, and the Mets kind of lost focus on him. But he had power and speed, and, I mean, that's what you drafted him for in the first round, to get a guy when you're not even in contention. You're not even in contention.
Yeah, no, it was a silly trade back then. But, I mean, I don't think anybody predicted he was going to be this kind of player. I mean, he has a chance right now, the way he's on pace for, to go 50-50.
Yeah. I mean, one of my surprises is Raleigh. Where did this guy come from?
Yeah, no, he's an amazing player too. I do think it was a little bit of bullshit in the home run derby that he got past Rooker on that like technicality of being a few feet ahead of him in a home run. But still, it was cool to see, he's the league leader in home runs. It's pretty awesome,
Yeah.
Pretty awesome story.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing defensive catcher.
Yeah, he's very good.
If Judge wasn't having the year that he's having, it would be no doubt that Raleigh would be the MVP of the AL.
It really depends on what happens. And I know, talking about the MVP, Yankee fans say Judge has got to get it because look at his average, his home runs, his power. But let's see what happens in the second half of the year. I think they're both up there. They should be 1 and 2 right now, without a doubt. We'll see what happens with that.
I'm not saying Bali's not amazing. He is. And like I said, it'd be hands down him. You got to look at all the numbers. The numbers are not just home run.
No.
He's having a historic season.
Yes. I mean, he's not hitting 370 anymore, right? He's down
he's
like
hitting 360.
Is he really? Okay. He was my number one draft pick, so I hope he does.
He's hitting 360. You know. The only thing he's not leading for Triple Crown is home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there in everything else, too. Runs, everything.
You think Raleigh will beat Judge's record?
I mean, listen, it's plausible. He's at, 38?
I know. But
I think as a catcher, it's going to break down. But he's going to hit over 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My other concern this year, because I don't know if you remember, we did our predictions. I had the Reds up there, and a lot of injuries happened with Cincinnati this year.
Yeah.
And they don't have enough. They're not deep enough to really overturn that. But they still got a 50-47 record. I get it. There's three teams ahead of them. I'm still going to stick with them, though, in the second half. I mean, if Green comes back, they got a great – the shortstop's insane. He's so good.
Yeah, Dela Cruz is awesome.
Right?
I'm telling you, that kid Chase Burns is – really good.
Yeah, so I'm saying I think they're going to be right there. There's not a lot of teams right now that are not good. I mean, the Nationals, you got the Pirates.
The Nationals got another kid. James Wood is
he's really
great. Good. That kid is – speaking of trades, you know that trade for Soto. James Wood was in that trade.
Yep.
CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a crazy trade when you look back at it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, the Padres went for it and didn't make it. They didn't do it. It didn't work.
No, then they traded Soto and turned that into Michael King and Dylan Cease, which is all really interesting.
It really is. But you know, that what the Major League Baseball allowed the Dodgers to do has really, it's a joke. I mean, the Dodgers are in first place, 5.5 games up on the Padres, and their pitchers are just coming back from injury. I mean,
yeah.
It's just insane. I still think the Dodgers are the clear favorites in that to win.
Yeah.
Right? Without a doubt. But I do believe that the Mets will win the division. And obviously the Cubs are going to win the division. Well, it's not obvious because the Brewers are one game behind them.
Yeah.
You think the Brewers trade Peralta?
I mean, I don't know. That's an interesting one because where they are, how can you do that?
I know, but they've done it in the past.
I know.
they're a crazy organization.
Yeah, and it seems to always work out for them. I think when we first started, you know, back in March, we talked, we were saying how the Brewers can't be good this year, but they are.
They are. I mean, Frelick has played very well. Terang.
Yeah.
Those guys have played well. The Churio.
Yep.
You know, I gave up on Churio last year too early, and then he ended up having a good year. I think the Giants are going to start coming back to the pack. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. Even though they got Devers, I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to make it. I think that they're starting. They're 11 games back. I didn't realize they must have lost a bunch of games near the end, right before the All-Star break. They're 47-50. So
also went through a bunch of injuries. Corbin Carroll got hurt. I know he's back now, but he was out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, you say the Rockies are the worst team, but look at that division they're in. I mean,
it's horrendous.
I like the catcher.
There's not even a good player on that team.
I like the catcher.
Like they can't even. They don't even have anybody to trade.
Hunter Goodwin, I like him a lot.
Yeah, that's a okay player. Goodwin. Sorry, the catcher. He's good, but they're not trading him.
No, I'm saying, but there's some good players.
He's a good young player. Okay, I'll give you that.
Benton Doyle, not having a good year, but he's a good player.
I don't know. I don't see. They're really bad.
Mm-hmm. Well. That's basically all I have on my list. Do you have anything you want to discuss?
No, nothing too much. I think both the Mets and the Yankees are obviously in it. And, you know, it's interesting roads that got us here. And, you know, it's funny, like losing Soto, I don't think the Yankees' offense has been the problem for them. I mean, it's been more injuries and weird shit that's happened through the year. And the Mets kind of the same. They've had some injuries on the pitching staff and Soto didn't hit to start, but, you know, he's hitting now, so we'll see what happens.
We will see. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year, and hopefully the Mets can upset the Dodgers and the Cubs and make it into the World Series, and I would love for you guys to make it too so we can have a Subway Series and we can get rid of the bad taste in our mouth from the last time we met you.
May happen again.
Anyway, Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And until the next time, so long. Yeah,
thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
You know you're gonna want some more. You see,